Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts, to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is a Monday. I don't know how that happened already, but here we are Monday. And, Lynn and I had such a busy weekend. This is Around Town, WHTL Radio, 102.3 in Whitehall, Wisconsin. I'm Mark St. Marie here with...
Lynn St. Marie.
Oh, yeah. Well, you sound so cheerful this morning.
Sure I do.
Well, okay, let's move right along. We had a really busy weekend. Did we even have a weekend?
I'm not sure.
You know, I was driving in this morning, and it's Monday already, and I was looking outside as we were coming in. Beautiful blue sky. It's a wonderful day. The weather is going to be ideal today, and I thought, we should enjoy this more.
Yeah, we should. We should absolutely be on the road somewhere.
We should be.
And, like we were Friday night.
And we were. We were on the road all weekend. Friday night, by the way, we were in Galesville for the first ever Summerfest by the Galesville Lions Club. What a great event.
That is such a neat event for families. They had so many activities for the kids. It was, and there were a lot of people there for the first one ever on Friday night. Yeah, you had the opportunity to interview quite a few of the Lions while we were there.
I did. I got to talk to Jim Evenson, who's the president of Lions Club, Mike Gunderson, Dave Suddy, Steve Poss, and Rob Grover. You know how this came about? They used to do something on 4th of July, and it was really hard to schedule completely all the time because, you know, the 4th of July always varies from year to year
right.
as to what day it is. And they wanted something where they could have a solid weekend where they could plan something and actually have a festival. And this was the first ever. They had a lot of neat things going on. Good food. They had the Mondays on stage on Friday night, Maiden Dixie on stage Saturday night, and activities galore for people of all ages. It was cool.
Yeah, and they crowned the Galesville Corn on Friday night, so we were there for that too. It was really a fun night.
It was a fun night, and the Garden of Eden band was on stage when we got there, starting our remote at 5, from 5 to 7. And there's an interesting little segue about the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, I think the reason they call it that is because Galesville is actually known as the Garden of Eden, because the early settlers came in and they thought those stunning limestone bluffs they have down there in the ravines, it's very pretty when you come into Galesville. They thought that looked like the Garden of Eden. So that's what they call Galesville.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's where the cafe name came from.
That very possibly could be. And you know, I learned it was founded by a gentleman by the name of George Gale, who was from Vermont. Now, my dad was from Vermont.
So. Yeah, well, I think that as you've told me, I haven't been to Vermont, but it's very similar, the topography and the scenery between the two states.
A little more mountainous, but very, very similar in some ways with the greenery and so on.
Right.
But it was a great time, and we want to thank the Galesville Lions Club for having us out for the first ever Summerfest, and you know it's going to come back bigger and better even next year.
I'm sure it will.
And then Saturday, we were on the go again.
We were, in the afternoon this time.
Yeah, from 2 until 4.
We went to Arcadia. And where were we?
We were at Just Like Home Cafe for their second anniversary.
Wow, what a cool place that is.
That is really a neat little cafe.
It is.
The food looks amazing.
We didn't eat while we were there, but they had a roast beef dinner with dumplings they were serving, and I saw it going by the tables, and I'm like, I wish we had waited to eat because it was incredible.
It was incredible. They've got baked goods like you cannot believe. Sean Davis, one of the owners. Oh, by the way, want to thank Maria Davis and Sean Davis for joining us. They're the owners of Just Like Home Cafe, and Sean is a trained pastry chef.
Right.
And boy, some of the stuff he makes is just incredible.
Oh, they have just racks of baked goods as you walk in the door. It's not a place you should go to very often if you want to stay svelte.
I wouldn't care. I just want to go eat all of it.
I know.
Oh, and you know what? I also got to give a big shout out to one of their waitresses. What a delightful young woman, Hazel Shank. She will be a senior at Arcadia High School this year. She was on the air with me twice, and she's just a little fireball.
She is, and she's been with them since the beginning.
Since the beginning.
She has, yeah. And they also were doing a fundraiser for the Arcadia Historical Society. And speaking of the Historical Society, they have a museum and art center there in Arcadia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the former Our Lady of Perpetual Help Church on Washington Street. They have a website. You can go there for hours. You can actually go and visit. They have a lot of wonderful displays. But one of the things I think is really interesting about that church is that they are maintaining their beautiful stained glass windows.
Mm-hmm.
And the stained glass windows in that church are primarily made up of what is called American opalescent glass. It was invented in the mid-1800s by a glass artist named John Lafarge, I think, and it's kind of rare. Hmm. So that's something to go to the church just to see. They're beautiful.
Maybe
those
go
windows
check
are
that
beautiful.
Out. I bet it is beautiful.
But it was a fundraiser for the Historical Society, and we went to it.
Yes.
We bought some raffle tickets.
We did.
And we won some stuff.
Which is rare. We never win. Ever.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Lynn and I are the type, you could have a raffle with 5,000 tickets in it. 4,999 would be ours, and we would lose.
I know.
That's how it seems to work.
I know. So we're standing there.
But we were lucky. We picked up some baskets.
Yeah, we did. I was standing there taking pictures, and all of a sudden, they called our number.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then again.
Yeah.
And then again.
It was incredible.
Started to feel guilty after a while, but not guilty enough not to take them home.
Oh, no.
So.
And Sunday night, we had what a fun night we had last night. We
it
were
was.
Right here in Whitehall. WHTL joined up with the Whitehall Area Chamber of Commerce. Steve Tud Hope and Brandy Berg putting it all together, I'm sure, along with the other members of the chamber. And it was the Summer Music Series, the first one of the year. There's going to be three more, one in July.
Three total.
Oh, two more. One in July at Colonel Larson Park, and then one in August at Melby Park. But last night we were at the bandstand in Whitehall, right downtown from 5 to 7, and it was an awesome event.
It was a good crowd last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people were there to see Delilah Jane.
Yes, from Galesville.
She is from Galesville. She's 15, and she's been to Nashville, and she's going again for another recording session, I believe, in August. So it was kind of a treat to be able to see her here in Whitehall.
It was a treat. She played a great set of music for a couple hours, and weather-wise, it was really nice. A little cool, actually, for June, I thought. But it was beautiful.
It was a beautiful night. So looking forward to the ones coming up, too.
I also want to thank the American Legion, Post 191 here in Whitehall, for the presentation of the colors. Whitehall Fire Department for the huge American flag that they had blowing in the bridge. When that was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
If that didn't make you feel good and proud, nothing will. Also want to thank Arlena Schott with the Farmer's Garden Market. She came by with a booth and had all kinds of goodies. Maple Leaf Meats had brats and hot
They ran
brats.
Out.
The brat, yeah, they ran out of those.
Yeah.
They were good.
Oh,
you
boy.
And I had
yeah,
them.
We did.
And Kurth Valley Farm was there. They had some things on display. So overall, it was just a great night. And we had a big drawing and gave away one of those beautiful wooden American flags.
We did. And I believe Delilah Jane's grandmother won
Val
that.
Val Kurtzman, I
yeah,
believe.
Yeah, I think
yep,
so.
I think she won it.
So that was pretty
cool.
Special.
Oh, well, you have another busy week this week. What's going on this week?
Well, before we get there, we do have to address one thing that was pretty important this week. We had some playoffs going on.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, they are pretty important. Oliva Strum Baseball was up against Cochrane Fountain City on Tuesday for the sectional semifinals. Cochrane Fountain City emerged victorious on that, and I think they played later that day. Don't think they took it home at that point, but
nope,
it was
unfortunately
pretty,
they fell one game short from state.
They did, but Blair Taylor girls softball did go to state, and what an up and down day on Thursday that was with the rain.
That was frustrating. I'm sure it was. Can you imagine how hard it would be for those kids to wait all day long like that and then play a game at 8 o'clock at night?
I know. I know. They played Almond Bancroft, and Almond Bancroft emerged victorious. I believe they won state, didn't they?
They went on to win the state championship, so we lost to the eventual state championship in Division Five. But you got to give a big tip of the hat to the Lady Wildcats. What a year.
It was.
We're proud of every single one of you.
We are. Way to go. And coming up this weekend, sports are over for a little while until football starts, but we do have some exciting things coming up again this weekend.
We're going to be on the go.
We always are.
It seems like summertime, you and I are always on the go somewhere.
We are. And better that than just sitting around,
well,
right?
That's true.
Yeah. Friday night, we are going to be in Fountain City for one of our favorite events of the year.
I know what this is.
Yeah, we're going to be at Mississippi Thunder Speedway for WHTL Busch Light Night at the Races.
This is our weekend at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. Make sure you come out and join us. We're going to have a great time. Lynn and I will be there from 4:30 to 6:30 for a stop on the summer celebration tour.
And we're giving away stuff.
And we're going to give away a lot of stuff. Swag galore. And then we're going to be sticking around for some racing, and we'll even be doing some drawings during the racing. So
yeah.
Come on out and join us for WHTL Busch Light Night at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. Don't forget, this Wednesday I'll be giving away tickets again to the Speedway. Good for any night of racing, courtesy of Schneider Auto and Collision here in Whitehall.
And while we're there, Buck and Brian will be in their stomping grounds. They'll be at Lake Martha Days in Osseo.
Yeah, that's a fun event, too.
And that's also a stop on the Summer Celebration Tour.
And they will be there
from 5 to 7.
5 to 7. So we're going to overlap a little
bit. We're going to overlap a little bit on Friday night.
Yeah. How fun is that going to be?
It will be fun.
Then, Saturday, this is a big one all summer long.
We're
this is
all loading up, Brian, Buck, Butch, you, me, we're going to the Trempealeau County Dairy Breakfast.
And we're going to have some pancakes because the guys cooking them are flipping fantastic.
That's what they say.
That's what their t-shirts say,
it
too.
It does.
It's a big event. It's going to be at the Burtmar Farms on Huskaloos Road, just north of Pigeon Falls, between Pigeon Falls and Osseo. Now, they hosted it, I think, two years ago. And it was a great time. It's a beautiful farm, plenty of parking, easy to get to, and it's going to be another great Saturday breakfast on the farm for the Trempealeau County Dairy Breakfast.
Yeah, and we'll be there starting at 7. The dairy breakfast starts at 6, but we'll start at 7 and be there till about 11. You and I will be heading out a little bit early because we have a big event in our own lives that afternoon.
Yeah, we do.
Mark's oldest grandson, Mason, is going to have his graduation party. So yeah, we're off to see a graduate.
Now that'll make you feel old.
A little bit, but that's okay. So yes, it's a jam-packed weekend for us.
It'll be fun. By the way, did you know, Lynn, that you can never lose a homing pigeon? Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Why?
Yeah, because if it doesn't come back, it wasn't a homing pigeon. Okay.
All right, then.
Anyway, have a great week, everybody, and join us again next Monday for Around Town, the podcast here on WHTL 102.3.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.